The paras had been on the ground for almost 30 minutes now, and I was starting to sweat. The longer we stayed in one place, the more time it gave the Taliban to put together an attack. I continued our broad right banking turn into the sun. 2,000 feet below us, the paras were about to finish sweeping the first field, moving painfully slowly, looking for the slightest clue as to the whereabouts of the two missing SBS men. Our flight had been scrambled at dawn to relieve the pair of Apaches up at Sangin before us. They, the Incident Response Team, IRT, had been scrambled 3 hours previously. We'd been given a quick update on the ground as we were firing up the aircraft. In complete secrecy, a small SBS team had lifted four Taliban organizers from a village near the northern Helmand town at 3 a.m. The team were from Force 84, the British contingent of the Joint Special Forces Command. They hadn't notified the local para garrison in Sangin's district center about the mission, the usual SF drill to ensure total operational security. The arrest had gone without a hitch, but on the way home, the snatch squad was ambushed by a large Taliban force. The team's lead Land Rover was destroyed by the first enemy RPG, kicking off a massive firefight and a desperate chase through the fields.